Hello out there in the land of drama. You guys have reached Jeff Indyke. It's very, very good to be here. Thank you so much. This is a special article feature presentation, sort of a new thing, all right? And I think, right, that very proud, right, to actually be here. First, I wanted to thank, right, Classic Drummer for inviting me and to write, actually, the Jeff Indyke Drum Clinic. And basically, right, the article today, right, that I'm actually working off of is the article, right, on the great late John Bonham. And it was basically released between October, November, and December of 2005. If you don't have your copy of the issue, definitely recommend, right, that you get that, because here is a way to actually kind of go over some of the ideas, because I'm playing off of the ideas. And actually, I've gone through every idea thus far, and this is actually based off of the seventh. There are actually two more to go. And I'm having Danny Britt, and I'm thanking Danny Britt tremendously, right, for getting these up and sharing them, right, with the masses. And good to be here. Now, idea number seven is interesting, because idea number seven was a derivative of an old foot roll, right, that I used to like to do, and I'm going to probably incorporate that into today's brainstorm. You'll have to pardon, right, my cold. I'm kind of fighting, right, the old common cold. And, well, time to go to work. If you guys have questions, right, about the segment, you guys, right, could certainly contact me at 516-263-9782. And, of course, right, since you're already up on Danny Britt's website, I don't need to tell you to come up to Danny Britt's website. So here we go, and talk a little bit. The thing, right, about theme number seven, which reminded me a lot of what Bonham did in Stairway to Heaven, was is if you approach the theme. Now, that fourth beat is similar to what Bonham did in Stairway to Heaven. I'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to complete the last execution, which goes. So you have, right, that little triplet there. Now, you got to hear this up against something. So. I'm going to start with rhythm first. And one, two, three, and four. I don't know if you hear, right, that definite Stairway to Heaven influence. Now, there's not a lot of improvisational variations to this theme. This theme is just genius, right, I guess, right, by itself. But I will say, right, that if you want to take the flams and turn them into cymbal strokes, in other words, unison, right, between cymbal and snare, and do it that way. If you guys are right, of course, the right, the other segments, you'll know, right, that the zep-a-da-bop has always been doubled up. And I actually did that around that last improv, basically taking the idea. You kind of go through it that way. Kind of interesting. And at that quicker tempo, it really bounces. Hey. there, right, I improvised to write a little bit. I think I missed one of those snare strokes there, but I'm going to leave this as a take. Now, let me talk a little bit now about, for the remainder of this storm, really the original notion. See, the original notion was really, really cool because this idea itself, was sort of right, one of the fills of writing Stairway to Heaven. If you guys are right, caught some of the sequences. Well, actually, they may not have even been aired yet, but on some of the work right that I did in Stairway to Heaven, you'll know right that I like that fill as one of the feels. Now, when we analyze our approach, by the way, the eighth notes are written in the article become 16th notes. So it's no longer 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. Four. It's one and two and three and four. I have to learn how to count one of these days. But that's kind of like, you get that attitude. So I want to actually approach this. I like the E of four. In really a record become very, very improvisational. And that's actually one of the other frameworks of thought is that you can play more, you can actually solo off of the idea if you prefer. One of my favorite sequences is playing the idea the one time. One of the things around about that system is you only have right one measure to think. So if you really, really want to kind of get creative, and I like to kind of think of this as a three-measure improv because you're basically requiring that there is to give yourself a right those extra timings. So you're kind of going through. Here we go with the improv. Kind of expanded right upon that a little bit. Now the last thing that I want to kind of talk about is, and Ian Duff, this is kind of interesting, this kind of right almost, now if you guys are right, I haven't catch any of my instructional tapes and things, or particularly in the genetic funk type things, I like to write the Ian Duff a four. So I'm basically one and the two and the three and the four. Or four and da. This is a really, really hip thing. Now, first of all, as a fill, it really kills. One, other thing, right, that could be sort of interesting is if we begin it, actually, as it is. Now, the cool thing, right, about it as it is if you begin it right on the one, then you have a couple of options. I'm going to just give you, right, a one-measure rhythmical response. So it becomes, right, more of a rhythmical interaction. We start this. Do, ah. And I think, in my opinion, it moves really nicely, right, with some added measures. So I'm going to actually give it two extra measures after that, so we have a full three. Begin and. Here we go. Last thing, right, that I want to do is a little thing, right, that I've been doing, right, during some of my genetic funk studies. And if you guys are interested in them and you see the pages, it's a lot on that. And I'm going to finish with this. It's kind of like a little trick, right, that I like to do, extending the duh to the E. And I'll dedicate this, right, to Steve Gadd, I think. Interesting, right, little interaction there. Wasn't actually sure right how I was going to actually end that. Very exciting to be here. First of all, right, you guys, right, have to get the Classic Drummer magazine to understand, right, all the different things, right, that I'm doing. So actually, I'd recommend you guys get a subscription to it, because I'm going to be writing, right, for Classic Drummer for a while, and pretty much doing the Jeff Indyke Drum Clinic dedicated, right, to Bonham. So you guys are going to see a lot of interesting figures there. But the exciting news is we're going to be doing a lot up here on the web as far as sound segments is concerned. And again, if you guys have any questions, definitely feel free, right, to shoot them my way. Very good to be here. There'll more than likely, right, be a few more of these segments. And again, special thanks, right, to Danny Britt, who pretty much got me started, right, on this whole internet journey. And I hope you guys found, right, today's seminar to be most useful. And download these ideas and play them for everybody, as a matter of fact. Very cool to be here again, Jeff Indyke. It's been an honor to perform and extrapolate. And thank you so much. Bye.